Good afternoon. A trough of low pressure remains in place across interior New York and New England today. Energy moving through the trough and available moisture is producing lots of cloud cover today across the region, and once again we'll see flurries and snow showers move through from time to time. Snow showers accompanied by heavier squalls will be more likely in the snow belts immediately downwind of Lake Ontario. It is in these locations where we will see accumulating snow, while most of the rest of interior New York and New England will have no snow accumulation. Temperatures, along with a breeze, will make it into the lower to mid-30s for highs on average. As we get into the night tonight, the trough will begin to lift out. Still the risk at a few flurries and snow showers, especially in the snow belts with little accumulation possible, and temperatures back down into the teens and lower 20s. This will make for a dry, cold day for the day on Monday. With high pressure in control, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and highs back down into the middle and upper 20s. Another area of energy will dive into the upper Midwest and Great Lakes during the day on Monday. Overnight Monday night, skies will cloud up as the low pressure center approaches, and the Clipper will move through during the day on Tuesday and Tuesday night with a round of light snow for interior New York and New England. Right now, it looks like most locations will receive 1 to 3 inches of snow out of this Clipper ending early Wednesday morning. High temperatures during the day on Tuesday will be in the lower 30s. Then behind the Clipper, we'll look for breezy weather and snow showers on Wednesday afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Colder weather will move in behind the Clipper for the end of the week and the upcoming weekend. However, the weather pattern will also quiet down. And as a result, temperatures will be in the upper 20s with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, and with high pressure dominating dry weather with a mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday with highs both days in the middle 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong surface high pressure in place over the Great Basin will continue to produce gusty Santa Ana winds through the weekend. Gusts to between 35 and 50 miles per hour are forecast. Down power lines and trees are possible, especially considering the saturated soils caused by the recent rains. Wind advisories remain in effect for Southern California. Meanwhile, cold air and upper-level energy moving over the Great Lakes keep lake effect snow going today downwind. Lake effect snow warnings and advisories remain in effect downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario, where some locations could pick up an additional 6 to 12 inches of snow today. And upper-level energy diving out of the Midwest and into the Ohio Valley will produce light to moderate snow in Kentucky and West Virginia through tonight. Most locations will receive between 1 and 4 inches of snow, but some of the higher terrain in West Virginia could pick up as much as 5 to 10 inches of snow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at San Diego, California, to a low of 32 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 54 set in 2002, and the record low 10 below zero in 1925. Sunrise this morning was at 7:12 a.m., sunset this evening 5:05 p.m., 9 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with occasional snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. More snow showers tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 20s. Cloudy with light snow developing on Tuesday afternoon, lower 30s. Light snow Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning, then mostly cloudy with snow showers Wednesday afternoon and highs in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the upper 20s, and a mix of sun and clouds both Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.